while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
When you were in sin, sin was beating you down. Right? Stuff going wrong on the inside. Mind messed up, relationships all. But when you got delivered, there was healing, there was restoration, there was reconciliation, there was restoration, there was reformation, there was resurrection. The devil's still under sin. And sin has continued to reduce him. So much so that he's under your feet. I said it the other day, I'll say it again. If he knows anything about you, he should know your shoe size. I'm talking about a true saint. He should know what size shoe you wear. Amen. Why? He's under your feet. Tell somebody, keep him under your feet. How do you do that? By giving him no place. You might say, I'm boasting. Yeah, I'm making my boast in the Lord. Because it's in him we live. It's in him we have our being. It's in him we have the promise of this salvation. Salvation means healing, deliverance, preservation, and soundness. Healing, deliverance. In other words, we've been delivered. Tell somebody right now, I've been delivered. Healing, preservation, deliverance, and soundness. Somebody better stop saying you're going crazy. Child, I'm losing my mind. No, you're not. A child of God has a sound mind. Now, the enemy might have tried to attack your mind with confusion. You got authority over that. I said, you have authority over that. But if you don't exercise authority, sometimes he won't honor your exousia. Sometimes he won't honor your badge. But tell somebody I'm packing too. All y'all that are packing in here, no. Hold it up in the air. So nobody try nothing funny here, you know. See, when your badge is not honored, you carry a holster. That's just in case the perpetrator want to act up. When you tell him he's under arrest, he try to run or try to fight you. Or don't respect the badge, authority you speak with. Now you can enforce it. That's called dunamis. That's the dynamite. Amen. That's the law enforcer. Amen. When he doesn't respect the badge, amen, enforce it. Kingdom of God has suffered violence, and the violent take it. Tell somebody right now, I ain't asking for nothing. I'm taking back everything that's mine. Amen. You got to get out of that passivity and begin to, amen, start marching like you a soldier of the king. Like there's a kingdom to be established. Like the one in you is greater than the one in the world. You better let that day star rise in your heart. You got to know whose you are, what army you are a part of, and who you are. If you never locate the kingdom of God or yourself in the kingdom of God, if you never locate the kingdom of God in you, you'll never locate yourself in the kingdom of God. This is why many who are saved struggle all the time. They're saved. They love God. He loves me. He loves me not. Up and down. One day they believe. Next day, I'm an atheist. Then they repent. Can't stop them from shouting. Then next day you don't see them for no reason. In and out. But when you locate, you see, God is building that which will last. There are two types of models, two types of church. There's the blessing and the building. The blessing model is just to bless you. And it has its place. But I believe God is building that which will last, that which will endure storms, That which will endure and outlast time. Amen. He's not fly by night. See, when we come of age, we understand that it's not all about just bless me, bless me, bless me. We cease to just be consumers and we start to be producers. Amen. Time out for coming to church week in and week out, and you don't resource the church. Somewhere it's going to get better. I said, time out. Somebody said, time out, time out, time out. Come on, we need to huddle up and talk about this here. Time out. Time out for just coming and coming and coming and eating and getting fat and sassy. And won't drop a quarter in the bucket. I ain't no member of no church. You missing out. Because God is a covenant God. Amen. I said God is a covenant. And honestly, whoever you are, this is why you suffer the way that you do. And honestly, why your family suffers the way it does. Because you're out of place. Amen. And your wife, your family's not covered. You're a gatekeeper. You're supposed to stand in the gate and guard. We're on the wall with a trowel and a sword. And our families are close to us. And as long as you are in place, they're covered. Noah, coming to the ark. You and your house. Shem, Ham, Japheth, and their wives, and your wife, coming to the ark. For I have found you righteous. Noah was walking in grace. He was righteous. So God said, everybody connected to you is going to be blessed because of you. You got to understand, you're not in this thing alone. And it's not even about you. It's about God raising up a godly seed. At some age, you begin to understand that. You know, when you first get saved, it's all about you, what you can get, how you can be blessed. But after a while, you begin to realize, wait, God is concerned with who's following you. Who's connected to you? How well are you going to pass the baton to them? Will you pass the baton? Is there a legacy? Is there a godly seed? Rahab, put this thread in your window, this scarlet thread in your window. And everybody that comes under your roof, when we come to take Jericho, they'll be spared. I'm sure Rahab got uncle, the drunk uncle. Everybody related to her in Jericho, she got them under their roof when Israel attacked Jericho. What fascinates me, you know, in Jericho, the walls came down, right? They were pushed down. But what fascinates me is her house was on the wall. I get this image in my mind. Walls all around Jericho down except this one little piece. Somebody's house there with a scarlet thread in the window. Why? Because she was found righteous. How about in Philippians when Paul and Silas sang and the prisons were opened and the jailer came in with a light and saw that it was open, he was about to kill himself. Paul said, do yourself no harm, for we are all still here. Then the jailer said, what must I do to be saved? He said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, so shall you and your house. Come on, somebody. I said, you and your house. It's imperative that we take our place, that we come of age, that we stand where we're supposed to stand, that we believe. Yeah, Junebug may be wayward. He may be a prodigal. He may be out there doing his thing, but I declare when you take a stand, the heaven's hounds get after him. God's going to make the way of the backslider hard. It's going to be getting hard for friends going to start rejecting him. That stuff he's taking ain't going to be tasting no good no more. He's going to start getting lonely. Going to start looking for another way. That's God bringing that prodigal home. Why? Because you and your seed. That's Bible. If you believe on him as the scripture has said. Listen, if he could save you, he could save anybody. Look at somebody right next to you and say, if he could save you, child, please. There's hope. There's hope. Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17. Verse 20 and 21. And when it was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. What corner is it on? What the name of it? Neither shall they say, lo here or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. This is the first territory. Because your name's on the roll, thank God. Because you work in the church, thank God. Because you give to the work, thank God. All that's fruit. But the tree is that the kingdom of God is within you. And here's where people have issues, because it's internally that they've not come of age. Or they may be of age, and stature in business. But yet, when it comes to the things of God and the working of Holy Spirit and yielding this to God's will and plan, they're still childish, rebellious, or stubborn, or independent. You know, there's three types of, there's dependence, independence, and interdependence. Dependence is a child, a baby, the little ones. They're totally dependent. Now they may act, you know, they get a certain age, they act like they, you know, going in the mall, they want to run, but let them realize that mom and dad ain't around. You're gonna have a fit on your hand, right? Why they're dependent. When they get of a certain age, like teenagers, they get independent. I want to go to the party. How come I can't go to the party? I'm 16. You're mean. Can't do nothing. This is the prison. Right? They want to get independent. That's growing up. It's still painful. But then there's the maturity. This is what you have to understand. Maturity is not independence. And it's not dependence. It's interdependence. We are totally dependent upon God. But you have to understand.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.